213 Rock with Hair Egg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, c'est la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous, Andreas Kisser of Sepultura do Brasil. Hello, Andreas, how are you?
Good, man, good. It's really great to talk to you here in São Paulo, still in quarantine. But everything's fine, you know, day by day.
Day by day, hell yeah. En direct avec nous, donc, Andreas Kisser of Sepultura do Brasil. Il est avec nous ce soir pour nous présenter, notamment, il a un message à vous faire passer, notamment, donc à l'occasion de la sortie du nouveau clip vidéo Guardians of Earth de l'album Quadra de Sepultura. Andreas Kisser va vous parler des problèmes de déforestation au Brésil, de l'engagement du groupe à ce niveau-là, quoi. Andreas, welcome tonight on Tune Fun in Rocks. This is the name of the show, Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, the Classic Rock Radio. We are located the town, the city, as you know very well, Paris, France.
Oh yeah, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yes, oui, fantastic. We have a great audience from France, of course, and some European countries as well, Germany, UK, Spain, Portugal, Turkey, and North Africa as Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, because we are distributed by Amazon, Alexa System, plus 20 online digital audio distribution platforms as SoundCloud, TuneIn, Mixcloud, etc. Man, that's this is a web rock station.
That's great, that's fantastic, man. It's, of course, very difficult times now. We had to cancel all the touring, you know, all the shows. That's the way we meet everyone all around the world, you know. But it's great that we have this chance to chat, you know, to talk. We are using social media a lot more than we used to, a lot more, and it's great that you opened this opportunity for us to talk about Sepultura. You know, it's great.
Yes, thank you very much for your message. For the release of the new clip video, Guardian Suffers, from Sepultura's album Quadra, you, Andreas, talk about the problem of deforestation in Brazil and Sepultura's commitment to this issue. Yo, what is your message?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is not something that we are touching for the first time, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You know, we as Brazilians, we see this kind of problem just getting worse, you know, in regardless of the government. Of course, the government we have in Brazil now, it's not only not protecting but attacking, you know, the forests, and they are changing laws that protects, you know, special places all around the country, just for business, you know, opportunities, and for the great industry of meat and other great industries, you know, that are not really concerned about the preservation. You know, Brazil is still a very huge country. We have the Amazon forest, we have the Pantanal, we have so many different beautiful places that it should be protected, because otherwise we wouldn't have any other chance to see this in the future. And Brazil is very unique as well. There's no such places that you can find anywhere else in the world, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was great that we put out the video for Guardians of Earth, and a lot of people around the world, they had that manifestation as well. like in Thailand or even in Siberia and other places, that they are having the same problem. Mm-hmm. You know, the same problem of corporations really going, destroying, you know, the forest and destroying the nature in general, you know. So it's great that Sepultura have this reach, you know, that we can talk about our own problems here in Brazil. Besides, Amazon is a worldwide problem, you know. It is the an ecosystem that is very important to all of us in this planet, you know. So it's not only a Brazilian problem. Although the Brazilian politics and the way we are doing things here are the worst, you know, ever in history. So I think it is important that we raise this question, and we need to actually fight really to protect, you know, for our future generations, you know, like the we are doing since we are born.
Okay. Ouais, effectivement, donc oui, la réponse elle est longue, son message, hein, vous l'avez bien entendu. Oui, c'est une question effectivement de déforestation face au lobby, donc il essaye donc à leur niveau effectivement, comme il le dit, donc de dénoncer cette histoire de déforestation. En ce moment, les entreprises, les lobbies, ils s'attribuent enfin complètement les forêts, ils détruisent totalement la nature. Surtout que le Brésil est un excellent pays, un très très beau pays, peut-être comme il le dit, peut-être le plus beau du monde. Et en même temps, ce n'est pas seulement qu'un problème du Brésil. C'est aussi un problème mondial, puisqu'il y a eu des manifestations du côté de la Thaïlande, du côté de l'Asie, etc., concernant justement la protection de la nature. Donc il faut des lois, il faut absolument légiférer, c'est très important. Les entreprises ne doivent pas détruire tout ce bois, etc., toutes ces forêts, c'est absolument important, quoi. Ça, c'est le message qu'ils souhaitaient faire passer, notamment, et c'est l'issue notamment du clip vidéo qui s'appelle Guardians of Earth. D'ailleurs, on va en parler d'ici quelques instants. Andreas, the subject is very sensitive. You are on air tonight to send a message. The new clip video Guardians on Earth is an an excellent idea.
Yes, that's what we do as artists. Mm. You know, we are musicians that have the privilege to travel the world. As I said, Sepultura is well known all around, and it's great that we reach so many people, you know, regardless of religion or politics. You know, Sepultura visited 80 countries in 36 years of a career. You know, we visited many places, many different countries, many different cultures, and we learn a lot with them, you know, with everyone. Everyone has a special different way of seeing the world and seeing society, and we should respect them and learn with each other. You know, that's what our last album talks about, you know, Quadra, about concepts and, you know, laws and restrictions according to tradition and cultural events and education and entertainment and everything, you know. We are just basically victims of our own cultural baggage. And because I was born in Brazil, I am the way I am. You know, probably if I was born in a different place, like in Saudi Arabia, for instance, I would have a totally different perspective of society and things like that, you know. And we should respect each other instead of attacking each other because of our differences, you know. And there's a lot of confusion in the world today. It's really hard to express an opinion. And music, it's very powerful because it's not only depending on language or on words. It's much more powerful than that, you know. Music, it's a different connection. And I'm very glad that this video is having the impact and is reaching a lot of people around the world. Mm. And hopefully people will get together to stop this, you know, somehow.
Ok, donc c'est un privilège effectivement pour eux qu'ils ont en tant que statut d'artiste. Quand même, Sepultura a visité 80 pays en à peu près 26 ans de carrière. C'est énorme, c'est juste fantastique, quoi. Et effectivement, l'album Quadra, c'est un album qui parle de culture, qui parle d'éducation, qui a beaucoup de, ils ont élevé beaucoup de sujets, notamment dans ce dernier album. Oui, la musique est puissante, oui, et ils sont super contents. Les fans, effectivement, dans le clip vidéo, bah les commentaires sont énormes, différentes nationalités. Je vous dis, c'est juste mondial, quoi. Sepultura, c'est mondial, c'est ça. C'est 80 pays en 26 ans de carrière, c'est juste fantastique, quoi. About the deforestation in Brazil, in March, deforestation in the Amazon increased by 30% compared to last year due to the reduction in environmental police patrol since the beginning of the epidemic. You know that?
I'm not exactly sure about the statistics and numbers. Mm-hmm. But yes, in general, we never had a government that really opened the possibilities to destroy nature like they're doing. Mm. You know, we have bad governments, you know, all over our history in Brazil. regardless it's from left or right or whatever, north or south, you know, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, this government is really working towards destroying nature for business investment, you know, and, wow. and stuff like that, which is a long fight that we all have in. And it depends a lot on people that have different concepts and respectful ideas or respectful interaction with nature, you know. So it's really hard to discuss with a government that don't want discussion. They want to do whatever they want to do and really don't care about anything else, you know. It is not a type of government that's really taking care of the country as a whole, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see, they have a lot of this idea of patriotism, but what is this, you know, to destroy your own home, your own place?
Ouais, effectivement.
It's really crazy, you know.
Yeah, I know, it's really crazy. Effectivement, il y a énormément de problèmes avec leur nouveau gouvernement qui déteste au plus haut point, puisque le gouvernement Bolsonaro, effectivement, donc a autorisé, enfin... concernant cette déforestation, autoriser les lobbies donc à détruire ces forêts, effectivement, eux, normalement, il est censé protéger le pays. Et là, c'est tout le contraire. Donc pour eux, c'est complètement le contraire. C'est juste un truc de malade, quoi, comme il dit. C'est pas possible, quoi. Ça peut pas rester comme ça. Donc il faut absolument avertir le monde. C'est ce qu'ils font. C'est la promo en ce moment, en tout cas, du nouveau clip vidéo, donc Guardians of the Earth de Sepultura, quoi. C'est vraiment un problème, quoi. And there is no limits because in the Amazon, what is certain, the loggers don't know the lockdown.
Yeah, in Manaus, the capital of the state of Amazonas in Brazil,
mm-hmm.
is one of that is suffering the most about the numbers of infection, you know, by the virus and everything. A lot of tribes, of course, they don't have any support, quite the contrary, you know, from the government, because they are, in their point of view, on the way of all this building or all this construction they want to do, you know. So it is a very crazy situation that we are talking here in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that we lost all the gain that we kind of got, you know, up to this point, about people knowing to respect and trying to respect nature. People are trying to eat better, you know, the veganism movement, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Although I'm not a vegan, I don't go to the vegan diet, but I respect a lot, you know, people are more interested and looking for what they eat, you know, and it's very positive, and that's where we have to fight, really, education, doing small acts, you know, that is going to change a lot in a bigger perspective, you know. So it is something that we have to unite ourselves, really, to stop this and to make, you know, to make sure that we don't kill and destroy everything, you know, just for a few extra dollars. <You know?
rire> C'est ça, comme il le dit, Monsieur le Président, vous devez protéger le pays, c'est le poumon vert en tout cas. Oui, il y a beaucoup de mouvements comme ça, ou de respect, etc. Il parle notamment du mouvement végan, hein, qui est vraiment très respectueux, vraiment, et il le respecte. Lui, il ne l'est pas, mais en tout cas, il explique qu'il a des amis qui sont végans, effectivement, et qui respectent notamment la nature, qu'il faut respecter, apprendre à éduquer. Il faut être absolument sérieux avec ce sujet-là, parce que c'est quand même un peu l'avenir, et l'avenir de nos enfants, en tout cas. Ceux qui nous suivront, ça c'est très important, laisser une place propre, laisser une terre respirable notamment, et ne pas se faire des dollars dessus, quoi. And Andreas, do you know many woods thieves see this epidemic is an opportunity and want to take an advantage of the situation?
You know, I think it has two points of this, one really bad and one really good.
Okay.
I mean, it is a time of opportunity, that's for sure. I mean, you see a lot of new concepts of what the world is and what the nature is. You see, on the first months of the first days of pandemic, you see nature responding. A lot of animals coming, you know, appearing in the cities because they were empty and stuff. And the air was much better here in São Paulo, Brazil. So it is a time of opportunity to rethink, you know, why we are running so much.
Mm.
Why? What's the hurry?
Mm.
You know, everybody's running and never gets anywhere. Quite the contrary again, you know, we are destroying our life with anxiety and depression and suicide rates among the youngsters that it's insane, you know, never before. And all this social media that it creates even a more illusion of what life's supposed to be and stuff, you know. So It's really that's the subject that is really, you know, we try to bring to our lyrics and our music so we can reach a lot of people that are tired of the news, of the normal outlets of what's going on in the world and numbers and statistics and all that, you know, and look within a little more, like I said, you know, towards your own, towards your own place that you live in, small steps, you know, especially here in Brazil, like basic education. Don't throw litter on the street, you know, respect the laws, pay your taxes and stuff, you know, basic citizenship stuff that we should think even before we try to change the macro political situation in Brazil.
That's right. En fait, ce qu'il y a, c'est qu'effectivement, c'est un problème économique en même temps, mais aussi, je lui expliquais que je lui demandais si, en ce moment, il y a beaucoup de voleurs de bois, c'est ça, voilà, c'est comme ça qu'on va dire, de voleurs de bois, donc ils voient cette épidémie comme une opportunité pour en tirer avantage de la situation, quoi, voilà, quoi. Donc en fait, il y a un sacré business là-dessus en ce moment, donc c'est là-dessus qu'il dénonce. L'éducation, c'est quelque chose de très important, le vivre ensemble, effectivement, payer ses taxes, tout ça, c'est très, très important. Le savoir-vivre en commun, ce mélange culturel qui est un énorme avantage au Brésil, ça, c'est une situation, oui, effectivement, qu'il faut encore développer. C'est très important. Voilà. Ça, c'est le message qu'il souhaitait faire passer ce soir, en tout cas. Super bien, excellent, quoi. And you know what? This morning, I read a press article about from your Minister of Environment, Mr. Ricardo Salles, during an interview.
And oh my God! Yeah, he's the symbol of this government. One of the symbols of the ignorant approach that this government is taking towards towards nature.
Yeah,
so he just signed today.
Okay,
and he ended a lot of laws and support, you know, for people, and that was helping certain specific areas of the Brazilian territory.
Okay.
And now, you know, it's crazy, you know, because he's doing that and he doesn't care at all.
Okay.
Very much he doesn't care about society. He didn't there's no communication there's no discussion, you know. It's like a dictatorship. I mean, he just go there and said that's the way it's going to be, and society has to take that with no, you know, with no participation. I mean, what kind of democracy is this? You know, I mean, we need to hear the voice of the people. I mean, Brazil is very big country from north to south. You know, we have a lot of different perspective of Brazil and everything. And a government needs to talk to everyone, not only a specific part of a Brazilian society, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the worst that's happening now in Brazil. It is like a very small group of people taking control of very big decisions that was going to affect everyone, you know, in a very bad way.
Alors oui, effectivement, donc ce matin, il y a eu un article comme ça qui est sorti justement sur ce sujet en préparant l'interview. J'ai trouvé cet article qui est sorti donc dans le journal Le Monde, où il expliquait que le ministre de l'Environnement, Ricardo Salles, dont Andrea dit qu'il n'a rien à voir avec ce ministère, puisque notamment il est totalement pour, il a signé toutes les charges, notamment toutes les charges pour que les entreprises puissent déforester tranquillement sans aucun problème, effectivement. Donc là, vous avez entendu les arguments, ils sont assez sévères quand même. Et en même temps, donc Andrea pose la question, c'est quoi cette démocratie? Est-ce qu'elle est pour qui sévit en ce moment au Brésil? Pourquoi c'est juste une partie d'une certaine population assez riche et l'autre que deviendra-t-elle, quoi, en fait? Voilà. Donc en fait, le problème, c'est qu'aujourd'hui, c'est que il y a eu un regroupement de pays, notamment qui aide internationalement le Brésil à la hauteur de plus de 400 milliards de dollars notamment chaque année pour investir dans le pays, notamment pour la nature, pour tout un tas de causes. Et ils ont menacé de ne plus financer le pays si cette politique continuait. Andreas, I said, because your government changed its mind recently, this is the news from this morning, especially because 4 trillion in international investment funds threatening to cut off international relations if the country failed to reduce the deforestation. It's crazy. It's totally crazy at this moment. It's totally crazy because a lot of nations are against.
It's really sad. More than crazy, it's really sad that this level of stupidity and ignorance, and it have them controlling and the laws and and dictating the future of everything. You know, it's really a shame, you know, that people so stupid like that have the possibility to be in a position like that.
okay, I understand.
It's really hard to explain, you know, how this kind of people really gets there. I mean, only politics can explain that. Mm-hmm. You know, politics is a circus. Mm-hmm. You know, people. it's really hard to depend on politicians and politics. You know, we cannot. That's why we have to do our own. You know, really respectful, and do step by step. Really small actions that we're gonna make a big difference. And you know, this government is really ransom of a lot of fake news as well. You know. The planet is flat, and you know, denying a lot of science, the science, you know, very much a fundamentalist religious point of view of everything, which is, I mean, is beyond insane. You know, that we are dealing with this like we were in 1300s or something. You know, I don't know. It's really crazy. There's no room for dialogue. You know.
Effectivement, c'est complètement délirant, comme il dit en ce moment, la situation qu'ils vivent au Brésil, c'est complètement dingue, quoi. C'est depuis l'arrivée du nouveau gouvernement. Alors effectivement, avant, là, ils pensent que c'est vraiment le pire. Ils ont touché le fond, quoi. Vraiment, ils ont touché le fond, et ils pensent que là, c'est devenu assez chaotique, et ça va. C'est quoi. Donc c'est pour ça qu'il fait, il lance un message. Andrea, your message, I think, has been heard now at this moment. And what do you think about the comments from Sepultura fans? On your clip video, Guardias and Videos, on YouTube, because over 3,136 people saw your video at this moment, and there is a lot of message from different nationality, from fans of Sepultura, from this world. It's amazing. It's a huge.
It is fantastic. Yes, like I said, you know, I mean, that's our tool, you know, music, and image, and the message, and using our lyrics and our instruments really to get our point of view across, you know. And it's great that we got so much response and an overwhelming positive response, you know, and a lot of people sharing their own experiences, like I said, in their own countries, you know, dealing with politicians and nature in the same way. So it is a fight that we as musicians, we do the way we do. I mean, that's our way of expressing, and it's great that we have not only fans from Sepultura, but we have doctors and lawyers and activists, people that responded to the video, you know, and not necessarily they are metal fan or even a Sepultura fan, you know. So it really reached out, not only musically the heavy metal world, but it is a subject that is much more important, you know, that affects all of us in this little rock floating in the universe.
Effectivement, les fans de Sepultura sont nombreux à travers cette planète, et il y a dans différents corps de métier, effectivement, il y a quand même, au bout d'une semaine, il y a quand même 356 000 vues et de nombreux messages concernant ce problème. Donc ce soir, le message concernant la déforestation, alors je pense que le message est passé notamment. Andrea, after this coronavirus problem, I hope you will be back on tour with Sepultura in Europe and France, of course.
Yes, of course. We are working very hard since the pandemic started to reorganize our calendar. A lot of festivals are already announcing, you know, new dates for 2021. We have a North American tour also rescheduled for next year. So, you know, depending on the laws and the governments and visas and traveling, you know, restrictions, we're going to work to go back as soon as possible. And we are ready, you know, we're ready to, with the new show, with the new album. It's great that people are still talking about Quadra. The response from the video, it was great and very positive, very strong. So really anxious really to go back on the stage, which is, you know, our place, you know, to be on stage, to jam and to have this interaction with people and stuff. So 2021, hopefully we'll have this chance again, you know, let's see.
Okay, let's see. I hope you will do another album for next year, or for maybe next 2 years. I hope a new album.
No, I'm not thinking about a new album,
no?
You know.
Okay.
It's not because the pandemic stopped the world that Quadra disappears.
Okay.
I mean, we really need to play. We really need to develop an album on stage.
Okay.
You know, that's the idea, really. New music, new album will come naturally. You know, we don't have a plan for that. The plan is really to put the Quadra on the road and see what happens next.
D'accord, effectivement, donc il y a déjà Quadra est sorti en février dernier, donc effectivement ils vont le promotionner encore pendant les deux ans à venir. Le prochain album, il viendra naturellement notamment. Le mot de la fin, Andreas Kisser, Sepultura do Brasil. Do you have a metal message to your fans tonight, please?
Oh yes, thank you very much for all of you that for the support for Sepultura. You know, like I said, we're here celebrating 36 years of a career. We miss you so much. You know, we miss you to be on stage, miss you the concerts and the traveling and to talk to each other, you know, person to person. But like I said, you know, working very hard for 2021 to have this chance again and hopefully see you all on the road for the Quadra Tour. Thank you.
Ok, c'était Andreas Kisser, Sepultura do Brasil notamment. Thank you very much for the interview on air. It was awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much for your message. Ok, yes.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Hopefully we can make a difference for the better, you know.
Ok.
Keep fighting.
No, of course. Sepultura, tout de suite. Guardians of Earth sur 213 Rock. Hell yeah, sur le Web Rock Station. Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio.
Oh,
Hard Year sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Merci en tout cas pour vos messages qui sont en train d'arriver. Ouais, c'est, alors franchement, bon, beaucoup de monde ce soir, en tout cas à l'écoute de l'interview d'Andreas Kisser of Sepultura do Brasil, en tout cas le Guardian of Earth. Merci en tout cas, et cette prise de conscience concernant une politique environnementale, je pense qu'elle est vraiment très importante, effectivement. Il en faut une, effectivement. Oui, oui, oui. Continuons avec Migraine, le Out of This Life sur 213 Rock, et juste à la fin du titre, le Madama Rock. 213 Rock.